Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Stephen Okechukwu Keshi was born on the 3rd January 1962 and he died on the 7th of June 2016 at the age of 54. During his playing career, Keshi earned 60 caps in the Nigerian national football team, making him the nation's second most cap player at the time of his retirement. The highlight of his career was representing the country at the 1994 FIFA World Cup and the 1994 Africa Cup of Nations, where he captained the Super Eagles to victory. He also played club football in 5 countries, most notably Belgium, where he won the Belgian League Championship with Anderlecht in 1991. As a manager, Keshi also achieved success by qualifying Togo for the only FIFA World Cup appearance in that country's history in 2006. He later coached his native Nigeria to Africa Cup of Nations glory in 2013 in South Africa, becoming one of only 2 people, along with Egypt's Mahmoud El Gouari, to have won the AFCON as both a player and a coach. We will serve you the third part of the interview where Keshi talks about his personality clashes with the late Rashidi Yakini, winning the Africa Cup of Nations finals in 1994 in Tunisia, qualifying for the 1994 World Cup finals in USA, and how he got the big boss moniker.
Now, Rashidi scored 2 goals in the game against Gabon. By that time, everything was settled, I guess.
Yeah, everything started coming back to the team, to the boys, you know, started working out again like we used to, you know. Then it started up again after winning the African best player or something. And that is where Rashidi's problems began, you know, because he thought he's the only person that can score goals. And the rest of them called me and said, "Hey, big boss, you better talk to Rashidi. We'll not give him a pass again." I said, "No, hey, this is a teamwork. He's, for now, he's been crazy. He will calm down, you know. Oh, just don't worry." And I called him because, you know, where we started before this other kid. I said, "Listen, what are you doing? You're doing well. Now you want to, you know, just throw everything away. Just relax. Why are you listening to these people from outside?" And there was a big commotion in, is it 2 days before the finals or so? I can't remember the official. And it was causing confusion, telling Rashidi, "Why is it? Listen to what the rest of the players are saying. Issue. You know, why is he listening to us? You know, you can see the 3 of them were going in a separate way, Mutiu, Nduka, and I can't remember the official again. That night, I was very, very, very upset with the person. And I told him, I said, without you, Nigeria will win this final. And then that was when Fashanu came.
Okay, John Fashanu
was playing a game, you know, comes in with Nigerian team, but he goes to the Zambian team. I said, "You, we don't want to see you anymore. You're my friend, but at this point, I don't want to see you near the players, near our camp." And that was when we backed up. We closed the door against Nigerian press. Yeah, I think probably that's the only way we
you can get the business done.
Yeah, because they were always looking for some way to criticize the team, the players, and this and that. So we just made up our mind that Nigerian journalists, Nigerian pressmen, no interview. They will come and say, "We're not allowed to talk to you." But we're talking to the foreign journalists. Not that we liked it. We didn't like it. You know, our journalists should be protecting us. But it's our journalists that are killing us, dividing the team, which is it's so sad. You know, and I can, 2002, when I was coach with Shuaibu, we saw what the Senegalese did before the World Cup. The journalist, before you can interview any Senegalese person, you have to go through 3-4 gates of journalists to talk to that player. They want to know what interview, what is this, the question and all those stuff. But we don't have it. Our people were not backing us. You guys were not protecting us. You were even giving information of us to the other teams, which is crazy. We said, okay, now we know our enemy. So we had to close the door. We shut the door and said, we're just going to be ourselves. You know, do what we need to do. And they said, no, we can't win the cup. Zambia is going to win. Said, okay, no problem. So we said, and then we walked through everything, went in there, played our game. We're so lucky. We took goals from Emmanuel Amunike, won the game, qualified for first time qualifying Nigeria for the World Cup. Was a dream come true.
I remember the game in Algeria, the final game against Algeria in Annaba.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that night, you know, you were crying.
Yeah, I was crying. I didn't know when I was crying. It just came, you know. You gave so much. And we knew what we went through. I was playing with injuries. I was playing with every game, every other game. Or every game, I would have to have probably 3-4 injections to play to calm the pain. I'm always with the doctor by my side in the dressing room just to play. And I know if I'm not there, it's like the boys, some of the boys, half of them is not there, you know. Because I saw it against Ivory Coast in Lagos when we played against Ivory Coast. My knee was not good and I couldn't play that game. I decided to be on the bench. And I can see they were lost on the field. There was nobody to carry them. You know, it's like they're just wondering, where are we? What are we doing? Until I decided with West Ham to come in second half and with Amunike, then we won the game. So I decided from there on, I will manage the knee until we qualified. So when I look at these and what's his name? Shilton. We call him Shilton. Aloyagu. with injury, he occurred to him. He lost his, tooth and
Kumasi.
All these, you know. I just thank God that we could make Nigerians proud for the first time qualifying Nigeria for, because we Nigerians have suffered enough. It was time for them to see themselves in the biggest stage in the world, and for us, for me to be among the group, among the players that made that history, I didn't know when the tears came out, and I just, all I was saying was thank God that, we did it.
Is that why they call you the big boss?
Why?
Yeah, I mean, the way you handled your colleagues, you know, when you were captain of the national team. Where did big boss come from?
From you guys. From the journalists, I don't know. I mean, my colleagues, they call me Skipo, but the journalists, they call me Big Boss. I'm like, where is this coming from, Big Boss? You know, and it's been there, Big Boss all over the place. And even in the United States, most people, when they see me, Big Boss, I'm like, wow. Okay, if you say I'm Big Boss, I'll take it.
Let me take you back a little bit. You were talking about the team in 92. You and Westerhoff, you felt you had a team that could go to 94. And then in between, some younger players came up again, you know. Which players are you talking about?
We saw Olise came in. 92, we were, Finidi George was there, but Finidi George wasn't that lightning like he was when we're, you know, going towards qualification for World Cup. And Amunike, Okocha came in. Then we had in the beginning, yeah, we had Eddie Mercy, you know, also, but we relied on Eddie Mercy because he has so much skill, so much to offer. We said, this is our Diego Maradona in Nigeria, because he can do anything with the ball. I think he was born with the ball. But unfortunately, he lost track, and then we started, you know, building our holes around Siasia, Mutiu, Adepoju. JJ started coming up, Olise, Amokachi came up, and Amokachi was, Amokachi, you need two guys to handle Amokachi when Amokachi is alive, you know. And Wessera will come to Anderlecht. Oh, no, I was in Strasbourg, in France. He would come to Strasbourg and say, hey, you know what? I think we're going to walk up. I said, that's the only thing I want to hear from you. Because after 94, I'm done playing for Eagles. I need to take this team to the World Cup. He said, no, you're not done. With the football you're playing, you still got to play more. I said, okay, let's qualify for World Cup. Then we'll talk, you know. So with all this talent coming in, young blood, you know, mixing with experience, and Westerov is just, he knows how to manage players, and he knows what to tell them. And we were building, you know, building, and the balance was there. You know, we finally got the balance, and that was it. And we were like family. We were playing for the love. There was no segregation. There was no favorism. There was nothing of those words, you know. Because my goal was to build a very good team for Nigeria as a captain, to win, to qualify. And I let the other players realize that, hey, I'm not going to stay here for long. This is the time I'm going to be here for. And I want to do something tangible. When I leave, I know I left something behind. And if you're ready, you come with us. If you're not ready, please go your own way. But everybody was in the same boat, you know, and it was fine.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.